evening, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions. I am your host, Deshaun L. tonight, and welcome to this Thursday wonderful night. I mean, I'm so grateful and so blessed tonight to have you listeners call in and listen. We have a great show for you. We have we have an exclusive interview, and we just with the doctor. Y'all give me a second. I'm really excited tonight, y'all. I'll tell y'all, it's been great news going on all day. My heart is racing, and so I'm going to take a couple deep breaths and just get myself together because I want to bring this news to you all. I want to thank you so much again for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Mind Blowing Decisions. The Mind Blowing Decisions is as a radio talk show host by myself and G.G. Watson. The show is about love, life, and relationship, gossip, and life experience. And so we have an interview with a doctor we'll be bringing on the air shortly, just a moment. And so we want to talk about his experiences, his qualifications, his calls. We want to make sure that you guys are hearing how you can get involved and how you can help, how you can donate, be an organ donor if that's your choice. We all are about pro-life, and so we're super excited that you can tune in with us tonight. And so no further ado, I'm going to go ahead, and we also have some various topics, as you heard me read. We have various topics that's going tonight about, you know, our spinoff from a continuation of our last week Thursday show. So, again, you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions right here on Facebook Success Radio 101 FM. I am your host, Deshaun L., and we're just excited. We got the board lit up, and so we're going to go ahead and start our show off tonight. And I just want to thank you once again. Doctor, would you please introduce yourself again once to the audience and tell us how what
you do and your expertise and things of
that nature, and how, you know, this has
affected your life. Doctor? Yes, ma'am. I can barely hear you. Doctor, can you hear me all right? I can hear you now. I'm Dr. Randall Maxey. I'm an internist nephrologist and a kidney specialist with a PhD in cardiovascular disease. And I'm very interested in speaking about cardiovascular health and its effect on, in particular, communities of color.
Wow.
Now, that's a
question.
Yeah. Well, as you may know, communities of color, especially the black community, has more heart disease, more high blood pressure, more cardiovascular disease than almost every other community. We have a higher degree of diabetes, a higher degree of kidney failure, and all of those happen to be different parts of the same elephant that leads to early death, early morbidity, early disease that happens in our community. And we at the Association of Black Cardiologists are very interested in trying to prevent this march of death and disability by teaching good health, by going for research on minority patients that makes medications and treatments safe for our people. And that's important that we be the gatekeepers of such activities that are in our community, and we need to lead and guide other groups to make ourselves safe and actually have better health.
Wow. I mean, that's really amazing work and the education level of this doctor. And how many, and where are you located, and where, you know, please share with the audience
I'm located in Greater Los Angeles.
My mind is blown. I'm sorry. That's the show. Mind blowing decisions. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Much better now. I'm located in sunny Southern California.
Okay.
In the city of Inglewood, which is adjacent to Los Angeles. We are a minority-based community. We have a new football stadium being built a mile from my office. And I've been in practice here almost 40 years. I've been a member of the Association of Black Cardiologists since 1974 when they were formed by Dr. Richard Williams. And I'm a past president of the National Medical Association, which represents close to 40,000 black physicians worldwide. And we are the face of black medicine along with the Association of Black Cardiologists. An interesting fact in my particular profession, which is somewhat related to cardiology in treating people with end-stage kidney disease, meaning they have to be on a dialysis machine or they get a transplant. We know that blacks in America make up less than 15% of the population, but they make up more than 50% of the population of people on dialysis. So there's a big disparity of health. And part of the problem is high blood pressure. The biggest problem is the existence of diabetes, and those two combined lead to an increased incidence of heart disease and a number of other comorbidities. And obesity doesn't help. Nor does smoking.
Wow. So we have Dr. Randall. And listen, my tongue at this moment could not even do him justice in trying to explain to you all who he is and what he does. He just showed you all, told you all the great work that is going on in people's health and the importance of the anatomy and whose is affecting different diseases and different things of that nature. So you have, an expert on the line, and I want you all to tune in, call people, text people, go on your social media now, let them know we're on Mind Blowing Decisions with Dr. Randall, Dr. Randall, tell them who you are again.
I'm Dr. Randall Maxey. I'm a specialist in internal medicine, cardiovascular disease, and nephrology. I also have a PhD in cardiovascular pharmacology, which is a study of medications used to treat the heart and kidneys. And my business is I do dialysis, which treats people with kidney disease that is terminal. So that's what I do. But every day in my community, I try to stop hypertension, stop diabetes, stop heart disease. And can I say one thing that I think is very important?
Yes.
A lot of
Absolutely.
People don't know the level of accomplishment and education that black physicians have in this country. There's an event going on October the 12th in Los Angeles where they're honoring an event called the Spirit of the Heart, a number of black cardiologists. And when you read the list of the doctors that they're honoring, all of whom are black, most of them have MD, PhDs, most of them have published more than 100 articles apiece, some as many as 300 or 400. They are the top practitioners in the world, and they're all black. And that is important because it means that they tend to care about our community, not just make money, but they care, and that is so important in medicine and the accomplishment. The ice is not colder necessarily in Beverly Hills. It is colder and best when people care about you and also want to take care of you. So I salute the members of the Association of Black Cardiologists and the gathering that they're having in October. And the honorary chair is another PhD, although it's honorary, is Shaquille O'Neal, all 7'3" of him.
Well, Ben, I want to say this, Doctor. We appreciate you. I personally appreciate your dedication, your education, and your life work in these 40 plus years. I know that that seed was planted long ago for you to care for someone, and I'm not, you know, most people have known someone who's dealing with diabetes, heart, you know, issues, kidney failures, and things of that nature. We've been all affected by someone in our families who have these experiences. Some have still fighting a good fight and still hanging on. Some have lost some limbs along the way. Some have, you know, attacks in the body that debilitate them. And, you know, so we salute you all. We salute you, sir, for your dedication and your hard work and education, and for spreading the news and spreading the word and educating our people. Thank you for coming on our show. Thank you so much for your sacrifice from your family, because you can't take this kind of education, skills and knowledge and team effort and work and even just, you know, the network of doctors that is that specialize in various different medicine practices. And so we appreciate that right here on Mind Blowing Decisions. And we have a line open up, and we got so many different topics we're going to be talking about tonight. I wanted to ask you, Doctor, before I open up the line, to give everyone a chance to say hello and say who they are, where they from, and all that kind of stuff. I want to make sure that we honor everyone that called in tonight. But my question to you, sir, is this: being you know, anyone that's affected with diabetes, there are signs. And if you can expound on some of those signs that people would deal with. I know personally I can speak from it for myself, being that I have type 2 diabetes, and I'm fighting it every day with more exercise and drinking, changing my diet, drinking more water, letting sugary things go, and those things. Do you believe with the different symptoms that come along with the diabetes particular disease, whether it's man-made or it's something imbalancement or wherever it comes from, if it's spiritual, you know, because I believe all disease comes from the one that likes to dis-ease us, you know, who troubles our soul and our spirit, you know. So that's what I believe, because my father that I serve don't put things like this on us. You know, he wants us to have good health and good wealth and things of that nature. So I'm going to open up the lines, and anyone that has any comment questions right now for Dr. Randall right now concerning any of these matters that you may be facing or know someone facing, what's the first step to good health is to listen to your body. I believe that. So I'm going to open up the line. So caller 4333, you're on the air. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from.
Yes.
Caller 305. Go ahead,
right,
sir.
You said 4333, right?
Yeah. Go ahead, sir. Welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. How are y'all doing tonight? Last people, my name is Darrell. I think I tuned into you last week. We was talking about pain, and
yes,
it was a good message.
It
last
is,
week.
But
so,
we are interviewing a Dr. Randall right now, and we have various topics we talk about. Yes, so we will get to that part. So we appreciate you calling in. But if you have any questions so far, or like to add anything to what we're talking about right now, this current subject, you're welcome to share your comments or your story if you relate to this. You know, we hope that something we're saying here tonight will touch lives of people so no one is ever affected to the point where they didn't get this knowledge. We want you to take this knowledge and share it with your family and friends and your community and your churches. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're all in good health. So one to another, we got to take care of each other. So if you'd like to share in the conversation, we appreciate your comments.
Well, just tonight, I'm definitely going to listen more and take it as much as I can, because it's definitely inspirational. And I definitely want to say, Dr. Randall, I kind of heard what you were doing, you know, in your life and how much you impacted, you know, not just yourself, but other people around you, and especially Black people. And me being a Black man, I take that as a lot of encouragement, you know, that when we apply our minds to doing something, there's nothing we can't accomplish. And I just want to applaud you for your accomplishments and keep doing what you're doing. And anything I want to say tonight, definitely.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. So caller 0561, you're on the air. Thank you for listening and calling in. If you'd like to say anything now, you would love to hear what you have to share or your experience.
Okay.
Caller 0561.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Welcome. You're live on the air.
All right.
Introduce yourself.
All right. Well, this is Tiani Bolden from Virginia. I'm calling.
Hey, Tiani.
The only thing I really wanted to say, hey, how y'all doing tonight? I wanted to do the same thing that Daryl said, is recognize, you know, hard work really pays off. And when you have a passion for helping people, you can run into like-minded people. Like he said, like, I really wish I was on the other side of the world to be able to be a part of that event, not a part of it as in be able to be on the list, but to be around those individuals with such with high levels in life that have really helped a lot of people in dramatic ways, especially in our community. It's a blessing to just be on the line and get knowledge from you. I know a lot of people who have had, you know, who are, like, kind of missing some parts of their bodies because of diabetes and, you know, and still making their way through. And for you to be in that field and I've actually healed people and are driven to helping them through that situation where they feel like there's nothing left. And you're almost like you are like a Dr. Fabi, for real. So it's very motivational and I'm inspired.
We appreciate your comment and thank you for sharing, Tiani. We're live on the air with Dr. Randall right now, and
Dr. Randall is in so many different areas of education. I pray that you all do get involved and that you can be involved. I have a lot of questions. I don't know. We have a lot of noise in the background. We're talking about life, love, and relationships. Right now, we're talking about health and our education in our awareness of our bodies, how our bodies function, how our body needs certain nutrients, and how we need certain exercises and how we need certain stress levels. Some stress is good, and some stress is, some stress are really bad, you know, and some stress can make people doctor, I need anyone and anyone, guys, I got to meet you all out for a second, and I'll bring you in just a moment because I got a lot of background noise. I appreciate you all tuning in and calling in, but if you would be mindful that this is a live radio show, and I want the other listeners to be able to hear what we're talking about and be able to make sure that this particular story gets out. And the education that's going forth right now is so lucrative. I can't speak to whatever reason you want. But for everyone who would take the time to just pay attention to good health and put yourself in that better state. I believe that we can heal ourselves by the different choices that we take. And so I'm going to ask Dr. Randall one more time of your live. And so I'm going to ask you, what are some of the steps that people should look for? What are some of the symptoms? And then second, what is some of the steps that they can take to begin to either lose the weight, clear up the body mass, and, the BMI, what to watch out for? If you can give us a little background about that would be great.
Well, excellent. In talking about cardiovascular disease and heart disease, as well as diabetes, many times you don't have symptoms early. But when symptoms come, for example, of diabetes, you may have increased amount of thirst and need to drink a lot of water during the day. You may start to urinate more frequently, which is called polyuria. You might have more urination at night, getting up out of bed 2 and 3 times a night. That might be a sign. The increased thirst, as I told you. One of the signs of cardiovascular disease, of course, is increased fatigue, shortness of breath when you walk, and exertion. And, of course, if you weigh a little bit too much, that can be bad for your body, for your diabetes, for your heart disease, and for your kidneys. As far as diet, it's been shown that the more we eat a plant-based diet, the better off we are, the fewer calories. We should be eating green leafy vegetables in all the colors, nothing white, nothing processed. Try to cut down on your sugar. That would be very good. It's important, the substances that are in these green leafy vegetables, they help to control your blood pressure, to increase your levels of oxidation in your body, and can lead to better health. Some of the signs of kidney disease, it is not generally pain in the area where your kidneys are in the back, but it's increased urination, blood in the urine, bad taste in your mouth. In heart disease, you want to be concerned clearly about shortness of breath, chest pain, and it doesn't have to be pain in the middle of your chest or going down your left arm. It can be pain in your jaw. It can be pain in your side. It doesn't have to be any of that. You do need to exercise at least 3 days a week for 30 minutes. Walking is one of the best things you can do. Just walk or swim. A lot of older people do water aerobics, and that is very important. So diet and exercise are very important. And all of those diseases fit together. Like I say, they're different parts of the same elephant. And it's very important that we as African Americans note those signs. If I can take the liberty of talking about, a lot of people are concerned about research being done on black people. We know what happened in Tuskegee in the 1930s and 40s, that they gave more than 600 black men syphilis. They called it bad blood, and they only treated half of them, and a lot of men died. And that sowed some distrust in our community for research. But it is very important, if we don't have research done to help us with some of these problems, and especially on rare diseases, we'll be the ones who lose out. But I'm glad to say that members of the Association of Black Cardiologists that I spoke out before, members of the National Medical Association, a number of their past presidents, of which I'm one, we are going to serve as the gatekeepers to protect our people when we come into these communities to help research not only rare disease but common disease, find better methods to help bring health, education to our community. But it has to be done by people that trust because we care, and that's something that we want to do through our churches and through our community organizations to help bring better health. So I'd be really interested in answering any questions I can. And whatever you say, this is a wonderful show, and I appreciate some of the audience comments.
Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate you, Dr. Randall. We have another caller online. I believe this call is 0447. You're live on the air. Would you like to share or ask Dr. Randy a question? Call is 0447. You're live on the air. Would you like to comment or ask Dr. Randy a question? All right, so we're going to go right to Dr. Randall. So some of your concerns and some of the high-risk patients are, you say, are African-American. The study says African-American everyone needs to hold on 1 second. I have you guys live all at once so you'll all be able to share in a conversation. And when there's noise in your background, it's picked up through audio, through radio stations transmitted as that particular show. These are live recorded shows, so we want you all to appreciate the sensitivity of being professional people. We're not children, so we should know that if we come live on radio and it's an open panel, not for inviting in. I'm my co-host. I have to clean house a little bit and give you know, y'all some ground rules and teach y'all how to do media for some of y'all new to radio, being live radio and free to be able to talk the way we are. This is important information, and we want to make sure that Dr. Randall is respected. We want to make sure that you are respected and all the listeners that tune in that hear this possible. So we appreciate you calling in and tuning in, but we ask that when you do call in, because we are live, and I'm expecting you to be able to have a discussion where I don't have to keep you out of the live broadcast. So I appreciate you once again. I want to bring you back in, and please go to a quiet space. And this is live, guys. We ain't making it. This is okay. I'm not getting on anyone. I just need to help our audience be able to hear this information. Vital our families, to our personal lives. Dr. Randall said about the exercise and the changing of the diet and eating a plant-based diet, you know, which is the green leafy, which is the best meat that you can get, the green live, you eat live. So then your body hydrates and it begins to oxygenate, you know, if I'm saying it correctly. You know, I am who I am, so y'all forgive me if I say something wrong. Just correct me. That's okay. I'll take it. I'm a big girl. So I'm bringing you guys live back in. Please make sure you're in a very quiet area so that you can join this conversation, and we can dive right into our next topic if they come up. We want you to be co-host. So we have to talk about the background. All right, I think I found the source. So there we go. So, Tiani, thank you, honey, for joining. And and y'all, forgive me for not remembering your name. You will get an opportunity again to share where you're listening. And Dr. Randall has said that he thinks it's a wonderful show, and he appreciates your comments. It is. It's phenomenal because it's about us. It's about you. It's about me. It's about us growing together. It's about us learning together. It's about us exposing some things that we can do better. Not necessarily highlight negativity of it, but the things that we can do to make it positive. So, Dr. Lee, again, thank you so much, sir, for coming live on our show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
So, doctor, is there anything else? How can people find you if they have questions? What do people need to do? How far, how deep do you in medicine practice? And again, we talked a little bit about is it spiritually related? You know, the mental, the psyche. You know, these diseases come upon us. Which way do you go? What's the stat with what race is being targeted? I know I'm asking a lot of questions, but I got to get it out.
Well, I, I agree with you. I think everything has a spiritual base. And I do believe that in many ways we as a group are being attacked by powers and principalities in high places. And it is very important that we spiritually and community-wise band together to let each other know that we're not alone. Now, I do believe in faith, and faith can cure most things, but part of what you have to do is do what is clinically right for your health. Eat right, exercise, and do your part. I've always learned that faith without works doesn't do anything for you. So you got to have faith. You got to believe in God. But you also have to do things that are smart for your body and try to eat right, exercise. Now, the host meant and represented that stress can cause problems. It can cause all sorts of problems. It is the basis of a lot of the diabetic problems, the high blood pressure problems, and the heart problems. So stress is a form of fear. And fear, in a way, is a lack of faith, and God and fear cannot exist in the same place. But that is something that also is made better by exercise, by meditation, by eating a plant-based diet. And I appreciate many of you buying into that philosophy. That will definitely help us. My name is Randall Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y. Can I give my phone number? It's 310-680-1810. My office is in Inglewood, California, and I'd love to hear from you. I'm in the office every day from 9:30 until 5:30. Love to hear from you. And I'm at 447 North Prairie in Inglewood near Florence Avenue. Give you my email. It is Randall, Randall.Maxey02@gmail.com. Randall.Maxey02@gmail.com.
Doctor, we appreciate you. Is there any other thing that you'd like to share with our listening audience? And then we're going to go into our next topic. And I know that some of our callers got more things to share. So we want to bring them into the conversation. We want to make sure that your voice is being heard, your network is being heard, your team is being heard. You are phenomenal in this earth. We appreciate, again, the dedication and the sacrifice in learning good health. Not just practicing medicine. And so that way we can touch one family at a time through the various venues that we have by exposure to who these diseases are targeted to, and by changing and shifting a mindset. And our whole health, whole wellness, and you know, because if I teach you how to lose weight, right? If you can't feel the weight, you don't know how to maintain. Give me just 1 second. You can't maintain.
I have a question for Mr. Dr. Randall.
Yes,
ma'am. Give me just a second. Let me finish my. Give me 1 second, please. All right. So maintaining your health is your responsibility. Hearing your body, as Dr. Randall Maxey said, it can be not just pain in your chest. It can be a pain in your jaw. You can have also sweat. diabetic, so I can give you firsthand different signs that can bring, you know, should kind of alarm you a little bit that something is off, swelling in your hands, your blood pressure going up and down. You might, you know, have night sweats. As he said, the hyperglycemic or either being hypoglycemic, you need to know where you are. Check your A1Cs, you go see your doctor. So, you know, get that wellness check and make sure that you're paying attention to yourself by being responsible for the things that your body's telling you. You're cramping and having, you know, a lot of muscle aches and things of that nature. It could be you dehydrated. It could be a minimal imbalance. It could be anything. So we appreciate that Dr. Randall actually had said that it can affect you spiritually. Everything starts in the spirit, but it also affects the whole man in his heart. So we appreciate you again, Dr. Randall Maxey, sharing your insight, your wisdom, and your knowledge and education with us. Tiani, go ahead, honey, ask your question.
Okay. My question was, I recently learned about CGX screening, which is a form of going through genetic screening to know what naturally works with your body as far as medicine, because with the FDA and what they will approve legally for you to intake in your body, a certain amount has a different effect on our body. Do you feel as if those PGX screenings are a good investment to make when going to a visit with you as far as knowing the amount of intake that affects someone's body genetically? When working with them?
I couldn't hear you when you said what type of screening?
It's called a PGX screening, where they do like a genetic screening on what medicines or chemicals work best with your body based off of the intake that you your body will allow you to take.
Yeah, I think those are potentially very good. That's a good point you bring up, and I believe that we all ought to have genetic and DNA screening, not only to know what medications will work best with the body, but also there are a lot of diseases that can be predicted. There are two genes called APO1 and APO2 that predict kidney disease, primarily in black. And there's another disease called amyloidosis that affects more than 4 to 10% of people of West African heritage. And something that I recently learned, especially if those people who were ex-slaves had miscegenation with Irish indentured servants back during slavery, there's a high incidence of amyloidosis, which causes kidney disease, peripheral neuropathy, and also heart disease. And those diseases previously were thought not to be treatable. And they recently have developed a number of pharmacological agents that can successfully treat those. So I think you're very wise to have genetic testing and DNA testing, and it can help.
Thank you.
May I make another comment? I have a concern that a lot of people in our community believe in the word natural medicine. And I think natural medicine has its place. I was brought up by parents who came from South Carolina and Alabama, and they had a tea and an herb for everything. But I caution people that there are some things that herbs won't do. Herbs are good to prevent things. They're part of healthy life. But if you have a real medical issue, I think you're wise to be seen by a real physician who can then advise you and not just try to self-treat things in the health food store. I've seen more people end up with an incurable situation because they just wanted to do it the natural way. Sometimes natural is good, sometimes it's not. So go to a physician who looks like you and probably cares more about you, and will tell you and direct you in the right pathway.
May I add a comment to that, Intan?
Yep.
Before I ask a question? Okay. As far as I agree with what you say, Doctor, 100%. I really do, especially when I've recently done research on naturopathy compared to, you know, a complementary therapy and alternative medicine. It's a certain limit as far as we can go. We cannot actually look within the body, or everything we work on is outside of the body. And when you need to go deep inside to find the issue, you would have to go to a physician first if you wanted to get further help with someone who's doing things alternatively anyway. So that definitely makes sense. It makes a whole lot of sense. And I thank you for giving me that insight as a doctor, because I was just Googling.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm not talking bad about naturopaths. I like them. I work with them. I use them myself, but I think we should have teamwork and not just work individually. I think everybody brings something to the table. Before I was a physician, I was a pharmacist, and I learned how to make pharmaceutical drugs from plants. So many natural things are just more concentrated. I started to say consecrated, are more concentrated and made into the drugs that we need. So I think it's good to combine both, but I lean towards the knowledge that physicians have, and they can work together with naturopaths and chiropractors and people who do wellness. Now, there are a lot of bad pharmaceutical things out there that you have to watch yourself and protect yourself and realize that most of these medications have been researched on Caucasians and other races and not on blacks. And everything that's good for a Caucasian person is not necessarily good for a person of African descent. So you have to be very careful.
her to be self-sufficient, a mother's love,
right.
You know, the cancer disease man then. And not only Dr. Randall back when he talked about the Tuskegee Act that they did to all the vets that came home before by them with syphilis. And then that's why I talked about whether diabetes is related, if it's designed because men have created it, or whether it was something because of the spiritual disconnect of black faith, that caused these things to enter into our spirits that begin to dis-ease us and then manifest through our body through these different things. So I appreciate you sharing your life, Tanya, and you all. You still calling, you're still on the line, 0447. We're getting ready to shift our conversation a little bit. Doctor, we want to thank you and appreciate you. But if we got to run, then we understand. Listen, life goes on, but you have to choose what type of life you want. You start early taking care of yourself, and then you begin to teach that upwards to your children, not downwards. Teach them upwards so they, when they grow up, they grow up with good information, knowledge, and comprehension. Forget understanding. That's the problem. We've been understanding for too long. So I'm no expert. I just live life. And it is obvious.
Very good. That's important.
It just taught me a few things because I thought I've been out here fighting for a long time, not knowing if my mother was going to make it, and then getting sick myself, and then having a sister who wound up with diabetes, and then having a brother who wound up with diabetes, and it just like, and it wasn't that it was hereditary, because we had no history, but the stress levels of life began to, we weren't handling it, as well. We didn't have those coping mechanisms to shift our minds. And
outlets
for that stress.
What city are you located in?
We are in Reno, Nevada, but I'm a mobile radio show, so I'm all over the world at any time. I could be in any state, any city.
Mm-hmm.
So we originated out of California, though, and Facebook Success Radio 101 FM. We talk about the radio, but if you talked about me, I come from Chicago. that's where I was born and raised, and I'm a world traveler, and I just need to sharing this information and helping my community and helping my brothers and sisters, to win in this life. You don't have to die early. You don't have to accept the disease. You don't have to accept the fear. You talked about that. You don't have to, which is the enemy of faith. So if we can dive into that a little bit, and then we're going to shift the conversation to some of the things of last week's radio show with our co-host on live tonight, because I'm quite sure that we're willing to talk about a lot of things, so that I'm going to be quiet for a second.
It's been my pleasure to be on your show, so thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, it's truly our pleasure. Please give your answer out, your contact information out one more time for how people can find you. And if you can stick around, Doc, if you can stick around, because this gets a little bit close to home here.
Okay.
Life, love, and relationships. We don't just talk about the practice, the medicine practice, and principles of things, but we dive into some of the mental situations as well. So if you can share your expertise, then we can truly appreciate all that you have to share with us tonight.
Well, thank you. So I'm having a little bit of problem hearing you every now and then.
Oh, I apologize about that. Give your contact information again so people know how to find you, Dr. Randall Maxey.
Okay, my name is Randall Maxey, Maxey. My office phone is 310-680-6800. 1810. My fax number is 310-680-1811. I'm located at 447 North Prairie Avenue, Inglewood, California, 90301. And my email is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, dot Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y, 02, at gmail.com.
Dr. Randall Max was sharing all his expertise, and we want to ask you one more time, Dr. Randall, if there's any other thing that you'd like our listeners to hear, what urgency we'll to look for, and what next steps that they should take.
Can you say that one more time?
Can you share with our listeners some of the things that they can look for in cases of not just diabetes, but any health issue, any change in the body, any abnormalities, and the importance of paying attention to those things and cramps, how to identify dehydration, which, can lead to different other, digestive issues and, different things like that, if you could.
Yes. Okay. So every day you should take inventory of your body and how you feel. As the host said, your body does talk to you, and it's very important that you don't urinate too much, that you're not very thirsty all day long. If you have a lot of thirst, you might be concerned about your blood sugar being high. If you're doing a lot of urinating, it might also be a sign that your blood sugar is too high. If you're eating processed foods that have a lot of sugar in them, a lot of salt in them. In fact, I didn't speak about salt before, but salt is very dangerous. Most of us don't need it. If you eat a Big Mac, that's 2,000 milligrams of sodium a day. That is too much for most people. If you have swelling around your ankles and feet, that's too much salt for you, and it is a harbinger of kidney disease or heart disease. If when you urinate in the toilet you notice a lot of foam, that can mean you have protein in your urine. If you're getting up at night to urinate, that's too much. You do want to make sure you're not having shortness of breath when you walk. You should be able to walk a few blocks. You should be able to walk up a flight of steps. When you go to bed at night, you should be able to lie flat without sleeping on pillows, without getting shortness of breath. And you should be able to exercise and walk at least 3 times a week for 30 minutes. And you should eat more of a plant-based diet. You should eat all the colors of vegetables that you can, except white, no rice, no potatoes. I think cauliflower is probably pretty good for you, but eat those colors, they're good for you, and especially leafy green vegetables. Now, I come from the South, at least my family does, and I used to watch them cook greens all day long, and they were good. But there are better methods of cooking vegetables so you don't cook everything out of them. I learned to put my greens in boiling water for 5 minutes, and then saute them in some olive oil for a few minutes, and they're good. They're healthy, and I don't use meat. I use tomatoes if I want to flavor them, or Mrs. Dash. So there are a lot of things you can do for your health. Another thing I'd like to say, a lot of our young people especially take a lot of pain medication. They take Motrin, which is ibuprofen, Tylenol, Narco, hydrocodone, oxycodone, and they don't know that those things are bad for you. They will give you kidney failure, heart failure. And nobody believes that. I had a young man in my office today in his early 40s in absolute kidney failure because he'd been a long time taking these medications like just Tylenol number 3, ibuprofen and those things, and they will absolutely kill your kidneys. So we have to be very careful. Everything that is good to you is not good for you.
Absolutely. That's the mountain right there. I know that since I didn't have growing up as a kid, I didn't care to drink water if I was a taster. I didn't understand the property of hydrating my body. And so I punished myself for the very psychological things that I was going through based on psychological experiences in life, being molested as a young girl, and having to live with the guilt of that it was a family member, and to be the post after effects of the scars that we left in every way that you can think. And so my mind could not hold. At some point, it needed to hit me out of pain. And so, to shift the conversation into our last week, we're having a conversation about holding on to fear and generational pain and different things of that nature. And we also talked about the effect that it has on our bodies, because now everybody's going to take everything and do everything to kind of, like as you said, self-medicate themselves with different things. Talk about just not, some people feel like they are, some people feel like they're supposed to be abused because they're so accustomed to it. And the truth of it is, that we have to learn how to set a standard for ourselves, learn better for ourselves, and begin to treat ourselves as the kings and queens that we are. So, Doc, in your I don't know how much time you have, but if you can share, recommendations on people who are, because we're talking about wellness, who's trapped in the mindset that I'm supposed to be abused. I'm supposed to be sad. I'm supposed to hurt and ache because my mama had this and I'm supposed to have that. It all plays a part into our health. Can you share a little bit of enlightenment on that?
On eating? Well, I think the point that you made, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing, but I think I heard you say you want me to share a bit about healthy eating.
Yes. Healthy mindset. Can you hear me okay? Oh, we lost the doctor. So I'm going to tell you guys, you're live on the air, call 0447. You're live on the air. You have a question, a comment, and listen to my going to talk about life, love, and relationships. I'll call you on the air.
Yeah, I'm back on. I got cut off. I think you told me to share a bit about healthy eating and living. Is that correct?
I was sharing that some of the fears that people hold on to keep them in. They beat themselves up, is what I was saying. People beat themselves up mentally because something that they experienced, some kind of trauma, something that happened to them. And so they associate life based off of fear, which causes the issue in the mind where they can't release the fear. And so the fear begins to spread through the body like a cancer, pretty much, and, you know, began to self-deteriorate through these different diseases. So.
No, I think you're very right that a lot of people do let fear get a hold of them and it can rule their life. And I'm of the mind that you have to conquer fear. And one thing that people who have a lot of fear, they are somewhat isolated, and they isolate themselves, and that takes them away from the community, and they think they're all alone, and they think that they've suffered something that nobody else has. But you'll find out that most things out there, a lot of people don't talk about it, but we've all had events in our life that have given us fear and stress. And that's why I mentioned at the beginning of the program that a lot of this is we're being attacked by powers and principalities in high places to prevent us from reaching our full potential and our dream and what God really had in mind for us. And one of the techniques that I learned, if you close your eyes for a minute and just envision what you want in your life, what you want in your life in the future, and that's what God wants for you, then you can go towards that. But you got to get rid of that stress and fear. But don't think for one minute that you're the only person that has that. Just because I look good doesn't mean I'm not going through something. It's very important to bond as individuals and communities to let people know that they're not alone. There's strength and faith, and that's why in the Bible it says where one or two are gathered in his name, he's right there in the middle of it. So seek out community help, community thought, community prayer. That does increase strength. And I think
Amen.
Your point is so well taken.
You just got an amen, that's all.
We're good. I'm told that that means we're in covenant.
Amen. Oh, mind blowing decisions usually go down like that.
Very good. Well, I've enjoyed this. I need to move on and stamp out disease a little bit. I'm getting calls from my patients, but thank you for having me on.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you. Dr. Randall, go ahead and give them one more time, real quick, who you are and where you locate.
Okay. I'm Dr. Randall Maxey. I'm an internal medicine specialist. My subspecialty is nephrology, which is the treatment of diseases of the kidney. I do dialysis. I do wellness and regenerative medicine. I also have a PhD in cardiovascular pharmacology. I'm located in Inglewood, California, at 447 North Prairie Avenue, Inglewood, California. My phone number is 310-680-1810. And my email is Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L, dot Maxey, M-A-X-E-Y, 02, at gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Doctor. We look forward to having you on the show as one of our regulars. So we'll definitely keep in touch and bring you back on further updates and education. Thank you so much, and have a great night. And great success and health, wellness to all your patients.
Well, thank you very much. All right. Have a good night.
You guys, you're listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. I am your host tonight, Nishan L., and Gigi Watson, my co-host, and we are going to wrap this up for the night. We've lost the call that to continue for last week, and I'm actually ready to go get me a bite. So I'm going to say goodnight, you guys. I want to appreciate you for tuning in and listening. I want to appreciate you for always being faithful And just keep tuning in and keep doing better, keep making better choices. You'll get there one day. You'll get there sooner than you think. I tell you that anything can change in a day. I got a testimony for y'all next week. I can't wait to share it with you. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you. Gigi, you have anything you want to share with the people who are in the show?
Huh?
Do
I want to share something? Yes, it's raining. Okay, it's storming and raining out here in Texas. And please pray for the people who got flooded out here. And luckily right there, we didn't get flooded. My cousin had to get rescued. And she right there on Facebook to say how wasn't flooded, and she said she can go back home tomorrow to get her baby. She loved her three little dogs.
We're praying definitely for you, sis. We know how hard it is. I personally live in Texas. I know how the floods are, and my mother is there, and she is but she's good. She's in a safe place. Even the front of her apartment complex was flooded, and they can't get through. If they didn't have to get rescued, life could be worse. But today, choose life and make sure that you are checking in on your family. Gigi, we love you, honey. We know you're going to make it through it. It doesn't get that. It gets bad, but it never gets to the point where it comes to your doorstep because God got his hand all around you and your family. So I want you to be encouraged and know you're going to make it through this all as well. And we're praying for all those who have been victims of any kind of anything that takes you out of your comfort zone. So we appreciate you. And we just want you to know that we're praying for you, and we're going to be checking in with you, okay? We're going to be checking in with you. So, Gigi, we love
yes.
you,
sir. Love you, too.
All right, you guys, have a good night. You're listening to Mind Blowing Today. We're going to talk about life, love, and relationships. And this is your host tonight, Sean Taylor, co-host. We are signing off tonight, and we want to just share your love.
And good night, everybody. Blessings.